Safe Money Show. Keeping your money safe and secure. Giving you predictability. Have the retirement you deserve with our Safe Money Strategy. All the financial news you need. We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Welcome to Your Safe Money Show. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with the man himself, Todd Schoberg, our host extraordinaire. And Todd, I was told there would be no math. That's why you're here. You know, I always say I'm just here. I'm the eye candy. You're the brains of this operation, buddy.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to all our listeners. That's the start of the day. Yeah, there we go. The pressure's on.
Yes.
Well, we got some good, we got a good topic today. I'm really kind of excited about it because it's something we talk about all the time. And how much money do you need to retire? What is your magic number? We're going to get into that today. And I think, you might, if you stick with us for the whole half hour, you're going to learn something that we're all individuals and we need our own number. So hopefully we're going to get to that result. You know, in bat and baseball, the magic number is a combination of wins of your favorite team and the losses of the other teams in the division. That your team needs to win the division. No, remember? I wasn't much of a baseball player back in the day, but I've been watching the Twins this year, and I thought, oh, man, beginning of the year, I'm not going to watch these guys again. Every time I watch them, they lose. Well, I haven't watched them for a while, and I've seen them climb their way up the division, and they're doing pretty darn good.
Yeah,
but they have to win that division to get that playoff berth.
Yes.
And for baseball fans, it doesn't get much more fun watching your team go for that magic number and shrink it down to zero by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And we're in the hunt. I have to say we're in the hunt.
We are.
But don't forget that there's also a magic number when it comes to your retirement. And that magic number is the amount of money you need to have saved for a comfortable, wonderful retirement. So take a minute to consider what your magic number is. Is it $500,000? Is it $1 million? Is it $5 million? So during today's show, we're going to discuss retirement magic numbers and what you can do to turn yours into reality.
Yep, it's going to be a good one. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a fun show. You constantly, though, hear Todd, I always see an article, you need $1 million to retire, or you need $1.2 million, or you need $750,000 in your account to retire comfortably. But I always shake my head because you always tell me, Tony, everybody's number is different. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. You know, if your need for the month is $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or even $2,000. What are you going to have in the bank or in your retirement accounts to generate that amount of money? If that's your number, that's your number. We need to find a way to make that income happen and have it happen all the way through your retirement. And that's why I always talk about my safe money, my safe money kit, because in there we have safe money strategies that are going to show you how you can generate that income for the rest of your life. And of course, that's not your only pocket of money, but we're going to talk about all those things to make sure you're on the right track for your retirement. You know, Kiplinger letter, the magic number needed to retire comfortably is more than what you think confirms your suspicion, Tony. The article references Northwestern Mutual's 2024 Planning and Progress study that found most respondents believe they needed nearly $1.5 million in the bank to comfortably retire. That's a 15% increase from last year's study, a whopping 53% jump from the 2020 survey. It's all the more eye-raising that you consider the current inflation rate from 3 to 5%.
Wow.
You know, what did we have last year and the year before? We weren't staying at normal inflation rates. You know, we always could figure 3%.
Yep.
You know, that would be the average, but we had some big, big jumps.
At one point, about four years ago, maybe it was only two, we were at 9%.
Absolutely.
Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. But you know, we're closer to we're just a little under three now, which is good. But usually it hovers around three, but it can go up and down. Am I correct in saying that a lot of people out there don't have $1.5 million saved for retirement? I would assume most of us don't have that much saved.
No, you hit that right on the nose. A study found that average amount of U.S. adults have saved for retirement is a mere $88,400, which is actually less than the 2023's. It was $89,300. It seems that for some Americans, saving for retirement is just getting harder and harder, not easier. Consider about 11,000 Americans will turn 65 every day through 2027.
Wow.
Only half of baby boomers and members of Generation X think they'll be financially prepared when they reach their preferred retirement age.
Wow. That's
a big gap.
Well, that's a huge gap. And I've heard that stat that 11,000 people every day are turning 65 in the United States every single day. And that's going to keep happening over the next 4 years or so. And so it sounds like baby boomers and Gen Xers out there better get to work with a financial services professional like yourself. And no matter how pessimistic they may be, I know you can help provide options that can relieve some of that anxiety, right? So they'll have income that they know will be there. But time is of the essence, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have more eye-opening data about how both baby boomers and Gen Xers are faring in terms of preparing retirement. Presently, just less than half of the boomers and Gen Xers think they'll be fully financially prepared for retirement. Well, anxiety about whether you'll be ready for retirement is normal. The fact that nearly half of the members of both of those generations think they're currently unprepared, that scares me a little bit, and it's really alarming to me, because I think they have never worked with a financial professional. And I don't know how I can say this, but even if you don't have any money, and I'm talking a retirement fund or a pot to go into, you need to talk about it so you can put some projections down. I mean, you need to know some of your magic numbers, and that's not just your pile of money. You need to find out what your Social Security is going to be. And then when you take it, you know, are you going to be able to retire at 62 or 67? Or are you going to have to wait till age 70? If you don't have a plan, you don't know when you're going to get there. You need to sit down with somebody and do that. I don't care if you have a nickel. You come in and see me. We can put those numbers. It doesn't cost you anything to talk to me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of where you're at today and where we need to be tomorrow. And then we're going to put you into the process of saving, or at least realizing where you are today and where you will be tomorrow. So don't be fearful, especially with me or any other financial professional. You need to see us. You know, we're talking about that data. This also reveals that 42% of Gen Xers and 36% of boomers think, as currently situated, they'll likely outlive their money during retirement. Also, Gen Xers, as well as millennials, report they expect to need about $1.6 million in the bank to comfortably retire. And high net worth people, who are those with more than $1 million investable assets, think they'll need almost $4 million saved and secure for their ideal retirement. You know, that's a way of life more than anything. When you're talking about that kind of money, you want to, you know, go to the Riviera and go on all these fancy places. You want maybe three places to go that you own around the world. You got to be realistic about who you are, what you are, and what you want. I had a guy come in here the other day, and he had $1,800 a month coming in for Social Security, a single guy. He lives by himself. And he says, I just don't know what to do. He says, I have a little IRA. And we he said, would you bring in your statement so I can see what it is? He says, yeah, I think it's only like $36,000. Well, what he was looking at was he was looking at the amount he had put in there. He didn't realize that his company had put in $210,000 and now he had $250,000 to draw interest off at 5%, which doubled his income.
Oh my!
So goodness. You need to know where you are today and what's available, and what's. And I'm not saying everybody's going to have a pocket of gold under the rainbow,
right? But sometimes it happens, and you never know until you look and have a professional look at everything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. And there's a I'm gonna just before we get off the stats, just to wake people up out there. AARP just did a study. Their new study, it was last year in 2024, but for a serious study, it's fairly recent. 20% of Americans over the age of 50 have no retirement savings at all. 20% of all people in America right now over the age of 50, or as of last year, have no retirement savings at all. And that number gets worse every year. So it could have even raised a percentage point or two in the last year. They don't have, this is the most current data though. 20% of Americans over the age of 50, nothing. So you got to start saving and work with a financial professional, but figure out what you have. You have Social Security. There may be something else that you're not realizing. So, and as you've said before, I know you say this a lot, the ideal amount of money saved for retirement really differs from person to person, doesn't it? And working with you can really help figure out what you need to do. You know, how much longer you're going to have to work, and what the level of savings that will work for you is, right?
Yep, absolutely. And everybody's different, and you need to know that. And you know, we always get this data, and here's where data really gets interesting, Tony. On average, American adults say that they've been saving for retirement since around age 31. But those in Generation Z typically began savings for retirement around age 22 or fully a full decade earlier than the previous generation. You know, they've been listening to the Social Security reports. Ooh, yeah. It might go away. It might go away. So that's what I think, that's where that came from.
That's helping motivate it anyway. And maybe their parents are realizing, hey, I should have started earlier. And they're passing that knowledge on finally.
Yeah, hopefully that's where. And interesting, age 22 is 15 years earlier than the average baby boomer began saving retirement. And I've said a lot on the show, most wealth, and shooting from the hip here, is generated between 50 and 65.
Yep.
You know, the kids are gone, the kids are going, or kids are coming back. But at least that money's, you're generating more liquid cash to be doing some investing. And it's really a good time to nail down those 401ks because, you know, if you look at your maximum amount of what you can put into a 401k, it's amazing. And we always said just get 15%, but you can do a lot of catch up putting $24,000 a year or more, or 25%. So you've got room and time to do that, but you still need to have a plan and you need somebody to help you with that.
Right. And you know, you said people that age, most of it happens between the ages of 50 years old and 65 years old. That's when people save the most for retirement. It's one big reason. It's those are usually your highest earning years. You've reached a higher level of earning than you've ever had in your life before for most people. And you're more committed to, I better kick it down. So there are catch-up provisions that start at age 50 and age 55. There's things you can do. And I know you have strategies for people that can help them with where to put their money for retirement, how to create that income. I think that's fantastic. And you've given us a lot of great data today. You know, concrete data is a good thing. But what are some solutions for listeners who are concerned that they either don't know their retirement number, how much they have, or if they know, they're worried about not being able to reach it?
All right. Well, step one is to sit down with me or your financial professional. As we alluded to a few months ago, there's no universal magic retirement number. You know, we've talked about that for years now. There is no real magic. Maybe I've never used the word magic because I don't know if it is magic. It's a number that's going to get you to a dedicated amount of money. And that's where we get into lifetime incomes and the strategies we use here at Schoberg and Holmstrom to get you there, because we can get you to a certain number if we know it. And then we need to know how much we're going to put in an account to get you to that lifetime income number that you can live on forever. Because, you know, biggest fear of people is today that they're going to run out of money in retirement.
Yep.
And if they look at some of the statistics, and we talk about them all the time, but that's all they are, is statistics, because you're your own person. But some people think they might run out at 75 or 85. And if their longevity and their family is in the 90s, well, that can be a very budget-bearing amount of money when you have inflation and what you had in the bank and what your plans were. So we need to have a long-term plan so that you don't run out of money and get rid of that fear. And then I think
that's huge.
Yeah, and perhaps with me, your magic number will be much lower than expected because your home is paid off and your goals for retirement are a little bit more modest than other people. But if our meeting reveals your magic number is higher than you expected, or if you know your number but running behind on reaching it, there are options. Like I said, maybe it's your 401k. We need to put some more money into that, or your IRA. Perhaps a conversation about an annuity, getting that lifetime income so you know what that's going to be. And if possible, the more aggressive asset allocation maybe needs to be a little bit more aggressive in some of your money so you're hitting those goals sooner. Or maybe it's just simply putting more money away when the market's lower and just having a strategy to produce more money. Long story short, you do have options. Don't panic. Don't panic. Just adjust your strategy with a little bit of help from a financial professional and maintain the discipline that you need to have one and stick with it so that you know you're going to get there.
Now, yeah, see, that's what I'm lacking, the discipline. It takes discipline. I think that's what a lot of folks are lacking. It's human nature to either put it off. You need to have the discipline. That's where I failed in my earlier days. Luckily now I'm doing better. And with your help and advice and the help of others, it's been much better. And that is so important, isn't it?
Yeah. And isn't it peace? It doesn't give you peace of mind.
Yeah.
And saving $200 doesn't make somebody feel good. But when you put $200 in 10 times, that's $2,000. And when you put that in 10 times, you can do the math. That's where you get excited. When you have a savings account that you've been working on and gets to $20,000 and then you see it get to $30,000, you are more motivated to get to that next number. And it feels good because you actually can see it happen. And I also compared that to painting. You know, it's just boring painting the same color, right? I'm going to paint white. I'm going to put this white on. I don't know what's happening. It looks the same to me. But if you do it from white to dark blue, wow, I can see that happen. You're painting that wall. Now you can see the end. You can see just how much you have to go. That's kind of like saving money. Once you start, and it's just kind of blasé, I'm putting some money away, but it's not exciting. But once those dollars start building and building and building, that's a motivator.
Yeah.
And then you can see, okay, we're almost there. We're going to get there. I know I can get there. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can don't spend money on that and I can put it back into that account. That's what generates the excitement about retirement planning.
Yeah. And I think that's really, it is exciting. And it's exciting to know, hey, I can do it. You know, maybe I have to work 6 months longer than I thought. Maybe I'm ready today. You won't know until you get a plan in place and work with a financial professional. So in order to do that, Todd, how can our listeners out there get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, since you asked, go to our website, yoursafemoneyshow.com. And for no other reason at all, explore our website. Look at all the information we have on there. The contact information, the order blanks, my booklets are there. You can get your retirement booklets, your Medicare booklets, your insurance booklets, your scam booklets. I think I have 8 of them on there. They're free of charge. Go and look through that, and that's yoursafemoneyshow.com. Otherwise, you can go to 855-22-MONEY on the phone. Give me a call, 855-226-6639. Give me a call or walk downtown, beautiful downtown Mora, 139 South Union. Just come on in and have a cup of coffee. If I'm busy, wait for me, drink 2 cups, whatever it takes. Come in, look at our kiosk, look at what we have available. But once again, I can't drag you in and I can't make you do that. You have to take that first step and call or ask for our Safe Money Kit so we can start today with your plan.
All right. Get that plan in place. Meet with an advisor. Those are the first 2 steps. And then figure out how much money you're going to need. I know that we can either talk about in the next segment having $1 million to retire and how that would look, or having $500,000 to retire and how that looks. I'm bucking for the $500,000.
Well, I thought it would be interesting, though, to walk through 2 different amounts so everybody's happy.
Sure.
Savings and mean, what's your means of retirement? So we'll look at $2 million also and consider first $500,000. U.S. News and World Report article, Can I Retire at 50 with $2 million nicely tells the story of what this amount of money really means. And for the record, the article has a lot of excellent information, even if you aren't planning to retire at 50. If you do want to retire at 50, which is certainly on the younger side of the scale, the article suggests that this first step should be calculate to your estimated known expenses. Draft a thorough list of your annual expenses and then subtract your established sources of retirement income. This would be things like retirement accounts and pensions. After you've tallied your expenses, you typically multiply that number by 25 to get a better sense on how much money you may want to have saved before you retire. But if you're planning to retire around 50, the number you need to multiply your expenses by is probably going to be 30.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be tough. So if you're going to need at least 30 years of savings to retire at 50, what does that mean in return in terms of numbers?
Yeah, well, if your annual expenses run $50,000 and you're eager to wrap up your career when you're 50, you're going to need in the ballpark of $1.5 million in savings and investments. But again, this is just a jumping off point, and you'll need to consider other factors like income sources and pensions and Social Security. And I think this is a spot I'm going to jump in and just kind of go about this. That's probably your starting point. What is that income going to be coming in? Is it going to be Social Security? Is it going to be a pension? Is it going to be, what is that income source and what will that produce for you? Once you have that number, then you have some place to go to start. How am I going to generate the rest of that money? You know, am I going to have to put more money away? I'm going to have to do a part-time job. What is that number? You have to have that first before you can make any kind of decision. Another important consideration is whether you have a spouse, and if you do, whether your spouse prefers to work for several more years after you retire. And I think that does happen a lot. My wife retired quite a few years ago because she wanted to. It wasn't about anything else.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, she'd worked hard for quite a few years, and she had a couple smaller jobs, and she wanted to spend more time with the grandkids. So she said, can we make it work? And we did make it work, even though I had to keep working. But that's okay.
You were going to do that anyway, though.
Oh, absolutely. God. She's lovely to be around because she's not working. And she's been able to spend a lot of time with the grandkids.
That's awesome. Well, during our show today, you started off, Todd, talking about that retirement magic number and then shifted to a conversation about how you might be able to retire if you have $2 million saved. Where do you want to head next?
Now let's press forward with today's theme about how much you need to save up for retirement by next considering retirement with $500,000 saved. The article begins by making a crucial point that you should have a thorough understanding of typical savings amount. For example, the article notes that according to the Federal Reserve, the typical American between 50 and 64 currently has little more than $400,000 saved up for retirement. As you expect, younger workers tend to have smaller balances and older workers generally have a little bit more. That just makes some mathematical sense. That means if you have a $500,000 put away, you in that age 55 to 65 category, you're doing better than the average American. But be sure to discuss recent market trends with your financial professional before you get too confident about how much you've saved. As we explained earlier in the show, inflation reached 40-year high in 2022. While it's important to prepare as much as you can, it's necessary to also build a financial strategy that can pivot as it's needed, especially for the unexpected.
Yeah.
And energy, emerging money, growth, comprehensive financial retirement plans. You have to have all that put together. I know we've covered a lot today on the show.
We have.
And I really think it's time that if any of this stuff is clicking with you, that it's time to make an appointment with me. And I'm really, you know, I don't say this very often, but I'm really glad people listen to the show. Every Saturday we're here pounding away this information, and I hope it gives you an arm up with just enough information to ask educated decisions. And I don't care if you have $50 in the bank or even $1 million in the bank or whatever your number is, knowing what you know to be able to ask a question when you meet with me or a financial professional. And if you want more information on this topic or any other information, go to my website, yoursafemoneyshow.com. Pick up the phone. Give me a call, 855-22-MONEY, 855-226-6639. We're here to help you. Stop in at the office here at 139 Union Street in Mora. And let's get your comprehensive plan started today. And remember, if I can't prove it, don't do it.
All right. Well, Todd, great show today. And, you know, you've always said the amount of money you need saved to enjoy that ideal retirement will come down to your personal circumstances and goals, which means working with somebody like yourself. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you gave us a great show and a lot to think about today. Listeners, pay attention, get that kit, that safe money kit that Todd is offering, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week right here to Your Safe Money Show with our host, Todd Schoberg.
We're here to help you succeed on Your Safe Money Show.
Brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora. Call 855-22-MONEY.